Is baptism really necessary? Well, we said there's a real need for it, but is there a need to be baptized in order to go to heaven? Some churches teach that if you're not baptized, you don't make it. Some churches teach that if you're baptized, regardless of anything else, you become a child of God and you're on your way to heaven. What does the Bible say? In Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter had just been preaching a message of Christ. It was the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit had come upon the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they began speaking in what the Bible calls tongues, a known language of the world, but a language which these people had never studied or learned of their own. It was a supernatural ability to do so. Not some ecstatic gibberish, but a known language of the world. We hear these men speak, the people said, in our own, literally, dialects. And they had questions about that. How in the world can these people speak that which they've never studied, that which they've never learned, and speak it so accurately? And some were amazed and said it must be of God, and some said, oh, they're just drunk. Peter stood up and said, no, they're not drunk. That's not the issue. That wouldn't explain it anyway. But he begins to tell the crowd that was gathered there about what the Jews did to the Lord Jesus Christ. He began to speak of the credentials of Jesus as Israel's Messiah, and then spoke a message of how the people had rejected him and crucified him, and they were standing in the way of the judgment of God. And these tongues, these languages that were being spoken as a warning to the people that if they didn't change, they were going to suffer God's wrath. In verse 37, it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Here in verse 38, some say are two commands, and actually there are two commands there. But some say that these commands go hand in hand, that if both aren't fulfilled, the consequence of receiving the remission of sins or the forgiveness of sins won't be received also. The first is repent. The Greek word metanoiao literally means to change your mind. And what Peter is saying, change your mind concerning who Jesus Christ is. He was your Messiah. You crucified him. They were thinking that was the right thing to do. Change your mind. Recognize that was the wrong thing to do. Receive him as your Savior. And then consequently, be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. The question is it necessary to be baptized in order to receive the forgiveness of sins? I suggest to you that it is not. Now, I am not in any way trying to downplay the command to be baptized. I think I made that clear with the first little meditation. But the fact of the matter is, this water can do nothing to provide the forgiveness of sins. Depending on how your Bible is laid out, either move across the page or turn the page to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Once again, Peter is speaking to the crowd of the Israelites. He speaks of the message of Christ, his credentials as their Messiah. And he gets to the conclusion of his message and he says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Notice what is not stated in that passage of Scripture. Repent is there, just as it was in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. There's no mention at all of baptism here. Repent and consequently be converted, and the conversion there speaks not of the process of changing your mind, but the consequence of having a changed mind. Change your mind concerning Christ, who He is, what He has done for you, and stand in the position of one who is a believer in Christ. And what's the consequences of that? That your sins may be blotted out. Turn once again a page or two to Acts chapter 5. I want to begin reading at verse 29. Once again, Peter is standing before the Jews. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Notice that the forgiveness of sins, once again, is connected with Israel's repentance. And notice what is not found in the passage. A drop of water. There is no baptism there. Now, they certainly were baptized after they came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but the fact of the matter is the forgiveness of sins is found with the people's repentance. One more passage of Scripture I would have you turn to, and that's in Ephesians chapter 1. In my Bible somewhere, but I can't find it. They're all sticking together. There we go. Verse 7. The Apostle Paul is writing to Christians, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." He is writing to people who have received the forgiveness of sins. And how did that come about? In whom we have redemption? Through His water? Through His blood. If baptism was that which produced the forgiveness of sins, rather than having this baptistry filled up with water, we would have to have it filled up with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where the remission comes through. Will I go to heaven if I'm baptized? Anybody can come into this, and I'll address that in the next one. Can anyone be baptized? But anybody can come in here, and we can put them under. There are some that I have wanted to keep under. I promise none of these four this morning. That's going to be the case. But these waters don't take away sin. And without the forgiveness of sin, no one goes to heaven. Must a person be baptized? No. That's not the issue. But it is an issue of obedience.